From KXEI Community Media, this is Research Matters, where we speak with academic researchers about the work that they're doing in our community. Today in the studio, we are welcoming a senior who's majoring in physiology and medical sciences, Hannah Vu.
Hi, thank you for having me here.
Thank you for being here. So what do you do at the U?
When I'm not studying, I spend most of my time in the Chi Neuroscience Lab.
What's going on?
We're studying feeding behavior, and in particular, the inhibition of feeding behavior. And what I mean by that is when we don't want to eat. So that's when we're feeling full, maybe we eat something that we didn't like, maybe feeling a little nauseous, or maybe like anxious. Like I know before an exam, I don't feel like eating breakfast before. So we're investigating why do we feel those things, and in particular, a subset of neurons, these brain cells that activate whenever we do feel these things. What we're looking at in the central amygdala, this region of the brain, it's this huge black box where we are seeing activity when we're presented with food, but that region is also responsible for our emotions as well. So what we're looking at is what happens in our brain that motivates us to either like produce action or sort of stray away from action. And in our case, that is to eat or not to eat.
That is the question.
Yeah. Back to the whole analogy where like, oh, I'm feeling like anxious before a test and I don't want to eat breakfast. Like I'll still force myself because it's going to be a quiet testing room and everyone's going to hear my stomach growl. But it's definitely difficult to like bring the food up to my mouth and like chew everything. It's like, I'm just like not in the mood at all. We actually work with mice. And we use like this really cool thing called calcium imaging with a microendoscope. We can see the activity of these neurons light up in real time as this behavior is happening. In the act of eating, these neurons are still regulating the mouse's internal state to see like, oh, do I want to continue and like pursue eating, or do I want to stop eating? That kind of thing. And that sort of decision-making process that goes into like that intersection between active behavior and internal state that is in these neurons.
How do you look at two things at once, right? Like, do you have like some kind of split screen where you have the mouse on video?
Yeah.
And you're like frame exactly. By frame, and then you're looking at the brain, what it did when the mouse coyly looked away. Is all that just like documented side by side with the actual footage?
Yes.
Wow.
Hours and hours of mouse footage going frame by frame. It's sniffing the food now. It's biting the food now. Now it's eating.
Shout out Ratatouille.
Love that movie.
Right?
Yes.
You've been listening to Research Matters. Our guest today, Hannah Vu, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me. This is a blast.
Research Matters is produced in Tucson, Arizona at KXEI Community Radio, which is a listener-supported radio station. To hear more episodes, visit kxci.org. Thank you.